This one is called Skywalker, and you just you'll figure it out. But it's easier to figure out on the page than it is in a reading. There are 2 days that this poem is set on. It's dedicated to my wife Allie, and it's for her birthday. And so that one of the walks in this poem is set on her birthday. And the other day is my father's death day, and it's almost the same day of his birthday, right on the same time, which was 2 weeks before. So you get two different walks that kind of get conflated. There are a lot of different versions of what a skywalker is in this poem, but the main one, as it'll be self-evident, is a guy named David Thompson, who was a great basketball player that I loved dearly as a kid. Maybe the first version of Michael Jordan, maybe, that the league had seen. No one had seen anything like this guy. He could really play. You should see it. Out in the field, a gang of waxwings swarming low over corn stubble, converging in the field, perching in the trees. Screeches, metal sheets rubbing over the river. They swoop in the sky as a single organism, Escher dance of white body to black, one huge bird in flight, now 1,000 on the ground, waving wings in unison, a distinct wook like laundry snap taut as they turn and bank in the late afternoon light. Have I ever told you how in the airport my father ran into David Thompson, our favorite basketball player, Skywalker, the skinny, rocket-legged forward who dunked on the heads of slow-footed seven-footers? They'd bumped into each other in line for coffee, he'd always say, sitting down for a few moments of light banter, two elegant men, tall, the poet and the athlete. I was thinking about this the other day when I found an old, faded, red, white, and blue ABA basketball trapped in a tree branch, bobbling in the river's hands. I was brooding on my father, who died on this day 9 years ago. So fish the ball out and brought it to you. Can you decipher this childhood talisman, made slick first by hands and hard court, then water? Will you help me bury it in these woods by the river? When I return to the corn, the day is newly written, and the waxwings have given way to crows marauding in the trees, lost in a mystery play, a floating crap game of complaint, my old friends. Here's what the man must have said. First, how do you dance along that thin strip of baseline like that, brother? Then, how do you sketch words in the sky so birds come together to rant inside the clouds? It's easy. I'm just a reporter standing at the edge of the field waiting out the tornado. That's funny. Sometimes I'm a hawk swooping, others a baseline pulsing. The ball disappears in my hands. Yes, yes, it's as if vision goes so fast into its next correct place that you meet it coming back. When you jump up, you are really two forces converging. Passion is all the body needs for intelligence. I say, sometimes the wind hinders, sometimes the wind helps. Skywalker laughs. Then, I'll miss my flight, Dad. Good luck tonight. Don't let Dr. J go off in the third. I turn the bend in the river, dog out ahead on the prowl, your face conjured, and blow out as inspired breath a kiss to you.